former Falcons QB and now analyst for the Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer. Dave, welcome in. I'm not really sure where to start. 30-0 loss. What did you see that didn't quite go our way, Dave?
Well, there was a ton of stuff, Allie, that didn't go our way, and a lot of it was our own doing. But maybe we can start on the positive.
Yes.
I thought the defense played at a pretty high level. I thought that they did a nice job of handling things especially after the opening drive.
Well, I think we've lost Arch, so we might want to put him on hold, Dylan, and get back, because something about the opening drive happened. And I'm not sure what happened after the opening drive.
Very invested in what he was going to say.
I know. I was like, cliffhanger.
Let us know, Dylan, when we have him back and ready to go. But I will tell you this. After you open the drive, you did move the ball well. All the criticism of what we think the game plan was or wasn't, you moved the ball right down the field, and it wasn't for a miss or two by Penix, you could have maybe scored a touchdown, but you obviously didn't miss the field goal that was very makeable.
Well, and I think that's probably what I was, I was kind of hanging on the cliff right there of Arch being able to talk about those two missed throws from Michael Penix there early in the game. And it kind of was a prelude to what we saw the rest of the time of him kind of overthrowing a couple of guys on the sideline. I wanted to ask Arch about the footwork that Michael Penix was utilizing there in the first drive, because, frankly, it looked sloppy to me, and I don't know anything about quarterback play. So,
well, let's go ahead and ask him, because Arch is back on the line. Rephrase your question for him, Mike.
Yeah, I thought you were going to allude, Arch, to the first drive where you kind of hit a snag. Michael Penix has a couple of overthrows, and it felt like you were kind of off kilter the rest of the time.
Yeah, I thought from an offensive standpoint, obviously missed on virtually everything. Got a little bit of a run game going with Bijan, increased him a few times there. But as far as Michael throwing the football, I thought he made some really good throws early on, off-balance throws. But it almost felt like he settled into throwing the ball that way the rest of the day. He made one really good throw off his back foot to the left sideline to Drake London for a first down. And I thought, wow, there's that arm and there's that talent you talk about that not many people in the league have. And then it seemed like he settled into throwing the ball that way the rest of the day. And so from a quarterback perspective, you've got to be able to keep your feet alive. And you talked about this really well last hour, Mike. I thought it was perfect. You were dead on. You won't see any quarterback that's worth his salt, for the most part, let his feet go dead on him. That means just go flat-footed. It's either the Peyton Manning chop or it's bouncing in the pocket and keeping the feet alive, because you have to re-engage your feet to throw, or the ball's going to come out flat, it's going to come out inaccurate, and you're probably going to be throwing either across your body or without your body involved in the throw. There was a number of throws like that for Michael yesterday. Those are the things he's going to have to go back and look at on tape. We talked about there's going to be some bumps in the road for him playing at this level, okay? He's only played a handful of games, six games or whatever it is. He's got to learn to find out what he can get away with, what he can't get away with, and he's found he's got some really good stuff, but there's also stuff he needs to work on, and his fundamentals, his mechanics can't go in the toilet when he starts having some pressure or some things in his face. He's got to get back to his fundamentals. That'll be something that Zach Robinson will work on, and there's also they're going to have to reinvest in where his eyes are going against certain coverages. We go to 2-by-2 set with two receivers on either side of the field. I'm wondering where he's going with his eyes, because I thought he missed several opportunities to get the ball to guys that were open. So that'll be something they'll reinvest into. I know you guys we're at the end of the show here and you guys are going to have to get off, but there's a lot to unpack here with him. But I think there's a lot of positives, and I think there are things that can be corrected. But number one is he's got to get back to his fundamentals with his feet, setting his feet, moving his feet, keeping his feet alive, and then getting his body involved and throwing the football.
Oh, so we got plenty of time, Arch. We're not worried about it.
they can wait.
Yeah, I mean, it's a steak. Look, I would say you and I talked about this after the game. You look at the stat sheet, and you're like, Bryce Young had 114 yards passing. Okay, you did a good job there. They only had 224 total yards. Yet you lost 30-0 because they scored 20 points off turnovers or short field opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what did you take away from the defense yesterday?
What's your question about that? I watched that too. What's your question?
I don't even know how you look at a game like that. Defensively, I don't feel like we played horrific. I've heard people say, well, defense was awful. What did you see from the defense? I didn't think it was that bad of an effort.
They went on a 10-play, 61-yard drive to open the game. and scored a touchdown. After that drive, they had 160 yards of offense. So you tell me how well you played defensively. Now, I know you didn't get the quarterback on the ground. That's something that Jeff Ulbrich's group's going to have to work on. They're going to face quarterbacks throughout the year. You potentially are going to see Jaden Daniels this weekend. You may not, but you're going to see Mariota. He's going to be able to run with the football. And then in 2 weeks, you're going to see Josh Allen, who will try to run over you as well as run around you. So the quarterback moving in the pocket's not going to go away. So you're going to have to find a way to make sure you rush with the ferocity that you want to rush with, which you did against the Vikings, but you're also going to have to be able to hem the quarterback in. They need to do a better job of that. That's really the only place that I think they're missing the boat, is allowing the quarterback to buy time, get out of the pocket, and run for first downs. Other than that, 160 yards of offense after the opening drive and only 225 yards of offense total. You've lost two football games this year, and the two teams that have beaten you have had under 290 yards of offense in both games. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Arch, I'm going to rephrase that. I'm going to rephrase that question. You know, and we obviously, like you said, we got to get off here in just a second. But the way that Grant phrased it to me on the post game yesterday, he asked me, "What did the Panthers do well?" And I honestly, I'm not sure what the answer to that is. And maybe that can shed some light on how exactly the Falcons lost by 30 yesterday.
I thought the one thing they did, Mike, real quickly, is I thought that their game plan was if they were going to throw the ball on first down against the Atlanta zone, and they were able to get themselves the manageable down and distance situations. If they didn't complete the pass, they came back with the controlled run game to get themselves to 3rd and 8, 3rd and 7, and maybe even 3rd and 5. I thought that part of their game plan was really good to stay in a meaningful, in a reasonable situation. I thought on the other side, I thought Carolina's game plan against Atlanta, I thought they squatted on routes. I thought they had a really good idea where we were going. I didn't think we attacked the middle of the field enough. I think those are some things we can adjust.
Love it.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for the time. I hate that it was a bit abbreviated today, but we're going to talk again Friday as we get ready for the Commanders, all right?
It's okay. You guys are doing some great work. Really, really cool what Mr. Blank is doing and what he continues to do in this city and around the United States and really around the world. The guy is a phenomenal person and really cool what you guys are doing for the stuttering program.
Good stuff.
Well, appreciate that, Dave. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. That's Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
And don't forget, you know what? Baron Burns W Sauce, guys. I had it with me everywhere I go. And so don't forget Baron Burns W Sauce, Breakfast Sauce 2, and my friends at New Rome Brewing, the Owl Inn Lager.
And that's going to do it for us, for Mike, Bo, Dylan, the best DJ in Atlanta, Gordon, and myself.
Loyalty.
And myself, Allie Mack. Thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
don't diss a DJ when he's sitting next to you. And stay cool, Atlanta.